What a blessing. Something mighty, mighty special about that name, isn't it? The Bible says, for there is no other name given among men whereby ye must be saved. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He is Lord. Amen. Something mighty special about that name. The night I realized I was a sinner and on my way to a place called hell, I did not cry out to Buddha. Amen. You will never even see an atheist or an agnostic get into an emergency situation and cry out, "Oh Buddha." They'll say, "Oh God." Amen. I did not cry to Muhammad, Allah. I cried out to Jesus. Amen. Take your Bible to a couple of places with me this morning. First, I want you to find Matthew chapter number 9. Matthew chapter number 9, and just stick your finger in it. Matthew, that's the first book of your New Testament. Matthew chapter number 9. And when you found Matthew chapter number 9, I want you to go to the middle of your Bible, right in the middle, and go to the right just a little bit to the little book of Proverbs and chapter number 17. Matthew chapter 9, and then Proverbs chapter number 17. Just a few verses of Scripture this morning, and we'll go play in the snow, Miss Irene. And by the way, up in Stone Mountain, which is only 45 minutes up the road, they've been making snow every day. So go up there and help yourself. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I was thinking, I told Brother William, I leaned over after she testified, and I said, "Brother William, I've read the whole Bible from start to end, and I don't believe snow is a scriptural reason for changing locations." Amen. Amen. I'm after you, hon. Amen. Amen. Talking about moving this year. You talk about scare a pastor. Don't do that to me before I preach. Amen. Matthew chapter number 9 and then Proverbs chapter number 17. Matthew 9 and Proverbs 17. If you've got those, say amen.
Amen.
If it's possible, I would like everybody in here, and not just this service, but every service, not just if I'm preaching, but whoever's preaching, I would like you looking at a Bible.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
I would like you looking. I can read the Bible to you, but when you see it for yourself,
amen,
it carries a little more impact. Amen?
Yeah.
I need for the Word of God to do its job this morning, and that is to speak to your heart. In Proverbs chapter number 17, I know many of us can quote verse number 22, but I want us to revisit it just for a few minutes this morning and look at the Bible where he says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." Can we read that together? Let's try it. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse number 22, where the Bible says, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." Now, somebody, y'all talk to me a little bit, and maybe, Lord willing, we'll just have church here this morning. Why do we take medicine? To feel better. Two reasons. Two reasons. Number one, there is a symptom. Did you know a symptom is not the problem?
Amen.
When you say, "I need some aspirin or some Advil or Tylenol," whatever you take, goody powder, "for a headache," the headache is not the problem. We okay this morning? The headache, the pain you feel in your head, is a symptom of an underlying problem.
Amen.
A cough is not the problem. It's a symptom of the congestion that's causing. Are we okay?
Yeah.
So we take medicine, number one, because there's an underlying reason. I know we're living in a society where people take it just to be taking it. Amen. They more people hooked on prescription drugs than any other drug known to man. Amen. But I believe in medicine.
Amen.
I do. I believe in medicine. I believe it's good for us. But the Bible said, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine." Number one, we take medicine because we're sick. Are you listening? We take medicine because we're sick. Secondly, we take it to feel better. Amen? If medicine is not going to make me better, if medicine is not going to change the way I feel, why take it at all? I have had more people come up to me with more cures for a sinus infection than you can shake a stick at. You ought to hear some of the things I've been told to try. Brother Freddie told me to stick my head in a bucket of water 5 times, but only pull it out 3. I gave that some thought. That's the only one I found that would probably work. Amen. Sinuses would be the least of my problems. Amen. But I've been given every kind of remedy in the world. Everything from boiling peppermint tea and breathing the steam to, I don't even want to tell you some of the stuff. You're getting some of them old mountain remedy books and put a crow's foot under your pillow. Why, you're out of your mind, man. You know what I've gotten to the place? Somebody said, what do you take for your sinuses, preacher? Nothing. I take absolutely nothing because I've tried it all. And I think we're there in society. People are longing to be merry in their heart. They're longing for happiness. They're longing for joy. But they've gotten to a place where nothing that this world has to offer has given any hope of being better. If we have some happiness or some joy, it's short-lived, and the real world's waiting out there on us when we're done. Somebody talk to me this morning. So we get to the point to where we just decide, this is my lot in life. I'm going to live with it. We okay? I'll never be happy. I'll never have real joy. I'll never have real peace in my heart. So I'm just going to learn to deal with it. Maybe with a sinus infection, that could be so. But when it comes to spiritual matters, there is a medicine this morning. The Bible said there is a balm in Gilead. The Bible says there is a great physician who healeth all our diseases. Our greatest disease this morning is the disease and the issue of sin. You know what sin is? Do you? You know what it means to sin? It's simple. It's to do wrong. Yeah. It's to go against God's law. Yeah. Sin is an outward expression of an inward feeling. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Sin is the symptom of the curse. Amen. We all right? A merry heart, he said, doeth good like a medicine. I would like to hold your nose this morning. Tilt your head back and give you a dose of Holy Ghost medicine this morning. I would like to do that. Hayden, they took him out. Hayden is he's a wild child, to say the least. I don't know where he gets that. I do not know. He can't sit still. He can't pay attention. He can't. He's a sight. But he spent the night with Sister Angie and I a few months ago, and he's had some breathing difficulties and the asthma and all. And Todd and Ashley said, before he goes to sleep, give him this medicine. No problem. He's this big. I had no idea that that child who is 3 years old could transform into a wolverine. I'm talking about a wildcat on acid. I mean, just, they put that medicine, Brother Shane, in a syringe, and you're supposed to squirt it down his mouth. I squirted $400 worth of medicine, and ain't a drop went in that kid yet. He had the problem. He couldn't breathe well. He had the medicine, but he had a block in his mind that said, I ain't gonna take it.
Yeah.
I'm not, no matter how hard you try. I've got that kid like this, leg wrapped around it. Angie's squirting medicine all over. I'm like, not me, not me. And it's going on the bed. It's going everywhere. And he got his lip locked just as tight. Hold his nose. Instead of opening his mouth, he just opened his lip and breathed through his teeth. His mind's made up. I ain't taking it. We got some folk in church this morning who've got their mind made up. I don't care where you preach out of that Bible. I don't care what the title of your sermon is. I don't care how loud you holler. I don't care how in my face you get. I ain't taking it. There is the underlying reason you will go on miserable in your spirit. With a longing in your soul for something better. I encourage you this morning, take the medicine. Amen. He said, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. The word merry, I looked that word merry up. You know, we think it means, woo, yay, happy, and it does. But one of the definitions of merry, Brother Freddie, is to have a well mind.
Amen.
A well mind. Amen. It's hard to be merry when you're depressed, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's hard to be happy and joyful when you're depressed.
Amen.
Did you know they say that at Christmas time every year the depression rate goes up? There are more prescriptions given for antidepressant type of medicine during the month of December than all the other 11 months put together. Why would Christmas depress us? Brother Williams said, a co-worker said, I hate this time of year. The only way you could say that is you don't know Jesus. The only way you could say that is you don't know the reason for the season.
Yeah,
amen. Yeah. I don't like this business in going into Walmart and different places and these people saying, happy holiday.
Yeah.
Happy holiday. Oh, which one is it? I make them say it.
Yeah.
Sir, I said, which holiday are you talking about? Oh, Christmas. Okay, you have a Merry Christmas too. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Don't take him out of it. If you remove him from the equation, jingle bells ain't brought nobody no joy. Y'all listening to me this morning? I said jingle bells ain't changed my life. Rudolph ain't done nothing for me. Matter of fact, if you don't know it, Rudolph is in my freezer. Or one of his descendants. Amen. Probably a descendant of Rudolph. Amen. What are you saying? All the hype that this world's got about Christmas, our mentality, something has infiltrated our minds and our society and trying to convince us that merriment and joy is around some kind of party, it's around some kind of social gathering, it's around a shopping mall jam-packed. We coming home from the airport yesterday. Pop picked us up at the Atlanta airport. We got to the highway, not Highway 5, what's the mall on, somebody?
Chapel Hill Road.
Chapel Hill Road. We got to Chapel Hill Road. Oh, we were coming westbound on I-20, and we looked across at the exit on the eastbound side for Chapel Hill Road. Do you know how far the cars were backed up? A long way. Back toward Highway 5. Then we got to Highway 5. That exit was backed up. You know where all them people was trying to get to? The mall.
Amen.
And you know what? I bet you a dime to a donut. There was not one individual sitting in one of them cars. Not a man, anyway. Who was loving it? I guarantee you there's not a man looked over. I love this. love sitting in traffic. I love going to the mall. I love maxing out my credit cards that I ain't never going to pay off. There ain't no joy in that. And if you find joy in that, something wrong with you. We okay this morning? Society tells us that Christmas, the Christmas spirit and Christmas cheer is in all this stuff that surrounds it. I believe people were in America were happier when they were poor. I believe people in America had more joy before we had credit cards. Amen. I believe Americans were happier when they made each other a Christmas gift. I believe Americans were happier when we appreciated the things that God had given us. People fighting over a doll at Walmart. Cussing one another out over a parking spot. Don't tell me that's joy. Don't tell me that's merriment. Are y'all listening? Some of y'all are not happy this morning because you can't afford Christmas. Listen, I'm not being harsh. I want to be good to my kids as much as the next man. I want to be good to my wife as much as the next man. Are you listening to me? But let me just give you a news flash this morning. Christmas has already been paid for.
Yeah.
Amen. Christmas has already been covered. Hey, the debt has been paid. Why? Because Christmas is Christ. He was born into this world. It cost heaven everything and cost you and I nothing. Not a dime. Christmas is paid for. Hey, somebody go to work tomorrow and say, Christmas is paid for. Amen. He paid for it one time, been paid for ever since. All I got to do is take what he paid for.
Amen.
People depressed. They said mental illness far outweighs in our hospitals physical illness. Isn't that something? I believe we got some mentally ill people here this morning. Sometimes, I'm going to say this careful. Sometimes I think the people that we think were born with mental problems, we think they're at a disadvantage. Sometimes I think they're at an advantage.
Amen.
I worked at Douglas County High School in maintenance for years. They had a special needs program. There's a little boy in Douglas County High School. His name was Bubba. Bubba had I'm trying to think of the right word, and I'm not sure of it. Retardation, I guess that'd be the best word. I don't know if that's a bad word to use for that. I'm not being critical. But Bubba was probably about 16 years old. And for some odd reason, Bubba loved me. You know what he wanted from everybody he saw? A hug. Everybody saw. If you was on a 6-foot ladder with your head up in the ceiling tiles working on something and Bubba's coming down the hall, you better get down. Because Bubba's coming up that ladder wanting a hug.
Amen.
One day, standing in the parking lot, I saw Bubba's mother come to pick Bubba up. I walked out to the car and I said, "Ma'am, you don't know me, but I just want to tell you what a blessing it is to be around your son." And Bubba pat me on my shoulder. He said, "He my friend."
Amen.
And that lady began, I'll never forget it. That's why I've told this so many times. That tears welled up in that lady's eye. A big tear run down her face. She said, "Bubba's not our only child." She said, "We had two other children before we had Bubba, and they're normal." She said, "But God sent us Bubba." She said, "Bubba taught us how to love."
Amen.
Yeah. Merriment is a state of the mind, friend. Amen. Merriment and happiness and joy. It's in your heart and in your mind. It's not in the limit on your credit card. Amen. It's not up here at Walmart and it's not down at the mall. I'm telling you, you can truly have a Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Somebody told me, I said, Merry Christmas. And they said, yeah, I'll be glad when it's over. What an attitude. I think you're thinking about the wrong thing. Christmas is simply the fact that God sent His Son, His only begotten Son, into this world.
Amen.
To redeem fallen man. Amen. For unto us a child is born and a son is given. Oh, I talked about Bubba this morning. I love children. Look at Matthew chapter number 9. You know why I love kids? They just about always happy.
Yeah.
Amen. We don't have to, hey, look at me. We don't have to beg bus kids to sing loud.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You can go out there in the gym. Hey, they don't have you outnumbered. There's fewer of them than there are of you this morning. I guarantee you they sang louder than you did.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they at least acted like they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Amen. I love it. You know what Jesus said? Hey, we went and saw, I've got to hurry. We went to the Ford Theater on Thursday. That's where they shot President Lincoln. And that was a pretty cool thing to see. But they were having a Christmas play. And it was Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And I thought, let's see how a government-run place handles this. Brother, the Lord was all in that thing. The little Cratchit family, the older Cratchit brother, he sat and read the Bible. And he read the King James Bible.
Amen.
I thought, well, this ain't too bad. You know what he read? Honest. He didn't read the Christmas story. He said it. He's talking about little Tiny Tim. He said, the Bible says, except you become as a little child. I thought, my goodness.
Amen.
A little child don't have to have a credit card to have a Merry Christmas. Amen. I'm gonna give you some reasons Jesus said we could have a merry heart or have good cheer.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 9, look at verse number 2. Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 2. The Bible said, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy. We see the disease. We see the symptom. He's lying on a bed, he can't walk. And Jesus seeth their faith, saith unto the sick of the palsy, Son, what did he say? Be of good cheer. Why? Not because I'm fixing to fix your legs, which he did. Not because I've got a lot of gifts for you to open this year. He said, Son, be of good cheer. Look at that last part. He said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Whoopee goes right there. I can have a merry heart this morning regardless of the balance in my bank account. Why? Because my sins are gone. Hallelujah. My sins have been forgiven. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. Amen.
Yes, sir.
My wife's car is wore out, to say the least. Not complaining, I'm just stating the fact. It's wore out. Every little thing that happens to it, I'm going to rename it from Cadillac to $1,000. I'm just going to write that on. Everything that happened to it is what it cost. Amen. It's wore out. I'd love to have the money. Her to walk out the door. Don't get your hopes up. Be a brand. You know how they do when the commercials got the big bow on the top? I'd like to do that, but I can't. I'm kind of like Peter was at the gate called Beautiful with that crippled man. That crippled man's begging for money, and Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee.
Amen.
Amen. But you know what? I'm not going to get all down in the press because I can't buy her a new car.
Amen.
Why? Our sins are forgiven.
Yeah, bro.
We both know Christ as our Savior. Amen. We okay this morning?
Yes,
our sins are forgiven. How many of you happy about it this morning?
Yes, sir.
I believe the Bible says something about as far as the east is from the west. I believe he buried them in the very depths of the sea. I believe God placed my sin behind his back where he'll never see them again. He'll never bring them up. Somebody, one old preacher said that God put my sins in the depths of the sea and put up a no fishing sign. Hallelujah. When I called cry on Christ as my Savior and repented of my sin, He forgave my sin. Wow. There's no greater gift in the world.
That's right,
than to have your sins forgiven.
Amen, brother.
Somebody said, well, I hadn't really done anything all that bad. I don't think anybody in here had. I don't know. They may. We may have some perverts in here. I hope not. Well, it got quiet then. Somebody say amen. I hope we don't.
Amen.
Could have. Could have some thieves. I'm sure there are. Could have some adulterers. I'm sure there are. Quite positive. There's plenty of liars.
Amen.
Come on. Plenty of that around.
Yeah.
What are you saying? I'm saying it's not the measure of how big your sin is.
That's right.
It's the fact that there's sin there to begin with.
Amen.
You know what the Bible said? For all is sin and come short of the glory of God.
Yes, sir.
The wages of sin, he said, is death.
Amen.
Now, we tend to be in the state of mind or the mindset that, hey, what I do is not that bad according to what so-and-so did. Listen to me. The only difference between you and the vilest offender on death row in the prison system this morning is the grace of God.
That's right. Amen, preacher.
I don't want to offend you, but you're a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Who is all? Let me just give that some thought this morning. Who is all? It's all.
Amen.
It's Charles Dyer.
Amen.
It's Freddie Young.
Yeah, that's the truth.
It's C.J. Johnson. Yeah. It's Eddie Wyatt. Hey, listen, let's even go up, let's go way up the food chain. It's Billy Graham.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
It's the greatest preachers who's ever lived.
That's right.
It's the Pope.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
Amen.
It's Mother Mary who is worshiped.
Yeah.
So how dare you? No. You know what she said last thing out of her mouth?
Amen, brother.
She said, y'all do whatever he says.
Yeah.
Whatever he saith, do it.
Yeah. Amen.
That was the end of it. That was the end of Mary's ministry right there. Whatever he says,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah.
Why? Because she was born under the curse of sin, just like me.
That's right.
Just like you. I know she is a great woman. I'm not criticizing Mary. God chose her to carry his son.
Yeah.
Man, what an honor. What a testimony to her. But she was a sinner.
Amen, bro.
You see, it was necessary for Jesus to come that way.
Amen.
It was necessary for him. There had to be that sin nature side.
Yes, sir, bro.
For him to pay our debt.
Amen.
Amen. For all, listen, don't get mad. You're a sinner.
That's right.
Some bigger sinners than others. But how much sin does it take to condemn our souls to hell?
Come on, bro.
Amen.
How much does it take?
Come on, preacher.
I remember one time the preacher said the kids tried to get a preacher to watch a movie, and they said, it's only got a few bad places in it, preacher. You'll enjoy this movie. They were having a fellowship after the service that night, and the preacher made a big old chocolate cake for the teenagers. The teenagers dove into that cake and started eating, and the preacher said, kids, how do you like that cake? They said, boy, preacher, this cake is awesome. He said, well, it's only got a little bit of dog poop in it. Y'all all right?
Amen.
He was trying to teach those kids a lesson. Whether a little or a lot,
yeah,
it's still in there.
Yeah.
The fact still remains, whether our sins be small or whether our sins be huge, they're still in there. We're still sinners and we're still under the curse of sin, and we need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now listen, if your sins are forgiven this morning, you say, how do I know if my sins are forgiven? Are you saved?
Yeah.
Has there come a time, a place in your life where you trusted Christ as your Savior? Simple question.
Yes.
Simple, but probably the most important question you'll be asked this year. Do you know Christ as your Savior?
Yeah.
Are your sins forgiven? Listen, I'm glad I'm going to heaven when I die. I know that as sure as I'm standing here. But going to heaven when I die is not why I got saved. Going to heaven when I die is not why I trusted Christ as my Savior. The reason that I came to Christ to begin with was because I realized I'm a sinner. And I can't afford to pay the price for my sin.
Amen.
it dawned on me what the Bible said was true in the book of Romans. But in that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He paid our price. We can be merry and of good cheer because our sins are gone. We can be of good cheer because our sins are gone. In Matthew chapter number 14, and I'm trying to hurry this morning, I promise. In Matthew chapter number 14, and I forgot exactly what verse it is, but in Matthew chapter number 14, the disciples are in a storm. They're in a boat out on the sea, and they're in a storm. And the Bible said that Jesus came walking on the water. You know what he said to them? They're in a storm. The winds are howling. The ship is tossed. It's a bad situation. Here's what Jesus said. Be of good cheer. It is I.
Amen.
Woo! What are you saying? I'm saying we can be merry and joyful this morning because our sins are gone. And we can be merry and joyful this time of year because He walks in our storm.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. The Bible said, in this world, ye shall have tribulation. Trouble's coming. We all have problems. Nobody is exempt. Somebody said, well, I just don't believe in a God that would allow this or that. Well, listen, that we believe in a God who gave man a will. God doesn't choose for a man to harm children. The man who harmed the child chose to harm the child. God gave you a will. Do you understand you can do what you want this morning?
Yes.
Just because Jesus died for you and shed His blood for you, just because the fact is real that you're a sinner, doesn't mean you have to accept Him.
Right.
You say, well, I don't believe in a God that would send anybody to hell. I don't either. God's never sent anybody to hell. And I can only think of one that He's going to send, and that's the devil. Amen. God won't send you to hell. You don't go to hell because God sends you there.
Amen.
You go to hell because you reject what God did for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, I don't care who you are. We're going to have hard times. Jesus Himself, the Bible said the birds of the air have nests and the foxes have holes.
Amen.
But the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. Jesus didn't even have a place to call home.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't tell me just because you're saved and you know God, you're not going to have any trouble. You are going to have problems.
Yes, sir.
But if you're saved and you know Christ, you're going to have somebody to go with you.
Yes,
you won't have to sit in front of the doctor alone when he gives you the bad news.
Amen.
When he tells you it's malignant or benign, which one's bad?
Malignant,
yeah.
Yeah.
You won't have to sit there alone. You'll have Christ to hold your hand. I don't know how many times we've walked in a funeral home, some of us together. Miss Bungeline, Brother Charles. We sat on her mother's bed. I sat right on the edge of her bed. Miss Bungeline, Brother Charles, stand there. Their mom was going home to be with the Lord. She was taking her last breath. And I'm trying to remember, Bungeline, the exact words. She pulled me down close to her, and she said, I want to go home. I believe that's what she said. Big old smile on her face.
Amen.
Brother Charles, I'm glad we have that.
Amen.
I'm glad she didn't leave screaming in agony.
Amen.
She left in peace. Amen. Amen. And we've seen that over and over and over. Is it hard to bury a parent? You know it is. But brother, when you see them slip out of here and you know they're in glory,
Amen,
and you know they're with the Lord, brother, it makes that a whole lot better.
Amen.
Makes all the difference in the world because we have the Lord. We walk in the funeral home and we realize the truth of what Jesus said about sending another comforter. And all the friends and all the family can come by and all the words in the world cannot help your broken heart. But boy, when Jesus speaks peace to your soul, oh, there's still anguish and there's still heartache because you miss your loving, but there's a peace in your heart that nobody can explain. Because God put that there.
Amen.
We okay this morning?
Amen.
Listen, I said we can be of good cheer this morning because our sins are forgiven. Are your sins forgiven this morning?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How would you like to stand before God right now?
Yes.
How would you like to stand before God right now? Could you stand before God and say, my hands are clean. My heart is clean.
Amen.
My sins are forgiven.
Yes.
Brother Earl Hughes, the old mountain preacher, I want to be just like him when I grow up. Brother Earl Hughes said somebody said to him, Brother Parker said, Brother Earl, what if we could take every thought and every imagination from your mind and put it up on a big screen for the whole world to see? Brother Earl said, give me 5 minutes, you can put anything up there you want. That's wisdom right there. You know what the old preacher was saying? You let me get along with God for a minute, and all you're going to have is a blank screen, because whatever it is in my thoughts and my imagination, whatever my sins may be, I can get them under the blood this morning, and God will take care of them.
Yeah.
Amen. It'd be good if somebody just got right with God this morning.
Yes, sir.
Amen. We can be of good cheer because our sins are gone. We can be of good cheer because the Lord walks with us in our storms. How many of you have faced some storms in your life? Well, we've been through some battles, man. We've been through some battles as a church together. I'll never forget a few years ago, in a little over a 12 months' time, I was in 100 funerals. I got the little visitation cards in my office to show you. Don't tell me you see that much heartache, you get depressed, boy. Amen. Well, thank God he was there.
Amen.
Thank the Lord he'll walk with you. Somebody sang that old song, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds my hand.
Amen.
Amen. Hope he's holding your hand this morning. John chapter number 16, and I'm done. Miss Janice, if you'll go ahead and get us a song ready. John chapter number 16. Verse number 33. I can be of good cheer this morning because my sins are gone. I can be of good cheer this morning because He walks with me through my troubles and my difficult time. And lastly this morning, in John chapter, 16? In verse number 33, Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. There's what he said. He said, you're going to have trouble. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
How about that? He's already conquered everything that's coming my way. He's already overcome the world, so I can be of good cheer. Do you know all I need this morning to have a Merry Christmas? I need Jesus. I need Jesus in my heart. I don't know that the economy will improve. I heard Obama say it was getting better. But I looked out the airplane yesterday as we were circling Atlanta waiting to land, and I saw all the developed subdivisions with no houses.
Yeah.
I saw the bankruptcy.
Yes.
I saw the economic crash surrounding our area. And I thought, well, maybe he hadn't been here. I don't know if it's getting better. I hope it does. I hope it is. But I can't promise you that. I can't promise you that jobs are going to open up. I can't promise you that. But I can promise you this. Jesus is doing just fine this morning.
Amen.
He's still forgiving sins.
Yes, sir.
He's still putting joy and peace where there is none.
Amen.
He's still walking in the middle of our storm. We can go through an economic crash if we have Him.
Amen.
We can survive it.
Yes, sir.
You get some of these old timers who went through the Great Depression. Ask them what got them through. They'll tell you it's God.
Yep.
Amen. Let's stand our feet this morning. My desire is for you to have a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
By that I mean having Jesus in your heart, knowing your sins are forgiven, knowing that He walks with you daily. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. We can rejoice in that and be merry this morning, that our sins are forgiven, that He walks with us in our storm, and that He has overcome the world. Amen. The devil already knows he's beat, Brother Charles. The Bible said he's come down having great wrath, for he knoweth he hath but a short time.
Amen.
His days are numbered.
Yes.
Mine's eternal.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. Let's bow our heads all over the house. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. We'll give just a verse of an invitation in a minute. You know what an invitation is? It's simply that.
It's an invitation or an invite for you to come and let the Lord do something in your heart, in your life. I wonder why nobody's looking around this morning. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. I wonder if there may be one here today that'd say, "Preacher, I want that merry heart. I want that joy, and I want that peace in my life. But preacher, I cannot promise you that if I died right now, heaven would be my home. I don't want to die and go to hell. If I can really know that I'm going to spend forever in heaven with my family members that are saved, I'd like to get that settled in my heart. Please pray for me, preacher. I wouldn't come to you. I wouldn't embarrass you for nothing. I would just like to pray for you." If you'd say, "Preacher, I'm not saved. I don't know where I'll spend eternity when I die. Please pray for me." Could you just slip up your hand and put it right back down? "I'll just pray for you, I promise. I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you. Preacher, I need to have that peace in my heart. Please pray for me." Anybody, just slip your hand up and right back down. How about this? "Preacher, I know I'm saved. I know if I died right now, heaven would be my home. But I've been a little miserable here lately. I've gotten caught up and worried about how in the world am I going to do it this year. How am I going to take care of this and how am I going to take care of that? And I've forgotten what all Jesus has already done for me. Pray he'd remind me in my spirit this morning." Raise your hand. All over this house. God bless your heart. Let's pray together. Father, as we come in Jesus' dear sweet name this morning, God, we thank you for a good day. We thank you for our people. Lord, thank you for the heat that's working this morning. Lord, thank you for the ability to pay the bills and, Lord, have a place that we can come and worship. God, we thank you so much. Lord, you've seen every hand. You know every heart. Father, please have your way in this invitation, and we'll give you glory for what you do. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.